Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, welcome everybody to the Psychic Funhouse. I am your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Shamanic Birch. Hello, Mr. Birch.
Hello, 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 hello. How are you, my friend?
Well, thank you. How's your day going?
It's going swimmingly, I would say, especially since there's been a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
The rain is back.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice to be on the show with you again.
As always, my friend. Yeah. I hear we have somebody special along for the ride tonight. That's right.
We do. And we have a wonderful guest with us today. Her name is Adrienne Stratton. She's an intuitive and a medium. Welcome, Adrienne.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show. We're excited to have you on the show. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. Appreciate your presence.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. It's exciting and fun. This will be fun.
It is.
Yeah, well,
it is.
That's why we call it the Fun House. So you'll see.
I guess so, huh?
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, I was thinking, I mean, what a perfect day, right? 11/11/22. How amazing are those numbers?
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're into numerology. Yeah.
Definitely salute all the veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day to all our servicemen and women.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all the veterans. Yes. So, Adrienne. I'm going to go into your bio here. Adrienne's earliest encounter with spirits began at age 6 when she saw a shadow person. Her enthusiasm and curiosity developed into a true passion, purpose, despite being told that was just a dream. Her life experiences have given her a lifetime in service of others, either through helping others find sobriety through substance abuse treatment or teaching meditation techniques for grounding, astral travel, and meeting spirit guides over a 30-plus year period. Her training has been from an eclectic group of healers starting back in the early 1980s from Linda Day, a channel of Saint Germain. Her friend Jade Wahoo, shaman, provided instruction on astral travel, protection, and spirit guides. Her friend Jade, provided instruction on astral travel, protection, spirit guides, and introduction to the underworld and of astral plane and counsel of others. Of elders, et cetera. She has formal mediumship training with Debbie Hamilton and has worked as a professional medium since. She provides mediumship, intuitive, tarot card readings in person in her office in Lake Forest, California. And distant sessions are available via Zoom or phone. She performs energy clearings as well. She's also available for private events. And you can also find her at the monthly Heart Space Holistic Fair in Laguna Woods. Oh, my God. I just bungled that all up. Sorry.
Yeah.
Promise. Oh. I haven't been drinking.
Maybe you should.
Well, welcome, Adrian.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time, Michael, to read all of that. You know, it's always interesting whenever I am called on to write a bio or an introduction to something or other, and to try to keep it short and to try to remember everything after so many years. And it's been fascinating, really. And like I said, you know, my background has been just with an eclectic group of some very beautiful spiritual healers and teachers going back to the early 80s, and it's been great, been fun, you know.
Wow.
To say the least.
Wow.
yes indeed.
I want to kind of start where you said you saw a shadow person. Where did you see this shadow person as a child?
In my bedroom. In my bedroom.
Okay.
And at the foot of the bed, and had very unusual eyes, or at least light, some sort of light emanating, as best I can recall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was it was quite profound, quite profound, to say the
did
least.
It? Yeah. And you were 6 at the time, I think I read that.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
You were 6.
Correct.
Did it frighten you?
Yeah, it did. It. I just didn't know. It was kind of shocking, I guess. You know, having no possible way of knowing what I was seeing, but I knew that it was, I had a sense of it being, even at 6, I had a sense of it being otherworldly, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you remember if the energy was, well, it scared you, but was the energy negative? Did you feel if it was negative or positive, or
no? It wasn't negative, but it was sketchy, for lack of another way of putting it. Yeah, it was just kind of sketchy, you know. But of course, you know, and just like I wrote, you know, in the little bio that, of course, you know, I went to my mom and dad right away, and oh, they, you know, dismissed it, of course, and told me, no, that was just a dream. You didn't see anything, you know, that was just a dream. And so I tried hard stuffing that down.
Mm. And did you see shadow figures or spirits past that time? Was that a regular occurrence?
No, actually, it was not. That happened. Okay. And then I do not necessarily recall too many more vivid experiences like that. However,
mm-hmm.
I do know that as a child, I slept a little bit later in life, like at maybe eight, who knows, seven, eight. I slept with
mm-hmm.
a statue of Buddha next to my bed,
mm-hmm.
and my mom told me that I often spoke of reincarnation. So, you know, my life was definitely touched early on, and, you know, it provided direction, without a doubt.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So were your parents religious?
No.
In any way?
They were not. No.
Huh. Talking about Buddha?
Like 7, 8 years old, 9 years old.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what the other parts? My grandfather was a minister on my father's side. And I do know that my father had a sister that was a medium, and she was in the San Diego area, as I recall. And but my father, you know, stayed very much in denial of what she was doing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Adrian,
huh.
Lawrence, I'm going to jump in. Did your parents have any gifts? I mean, clearly there's a thread of spirituality that runs pretty deep in your family. Did they?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I really love like that question, because the way I look at it, you know, my father was a doctor, and so in other cultures, you know, he would have been a medicine man. And so the healing, the teaching and the healing, you know, ran very, very strongly through the Stratton family, you know, from one generation to the next. And mom was very intuitive, but she would make me laugh so much. Sometimes I'd say, "How did you know that? Are you psychic?" And she'd laugh and she'd say, "I don't believe in that stuff." But she did. But she did. She was very open.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Were they still around when you embarked on your course of spiritual study and apprenticeship, or did they have any input about that?
My father actually had passed. He passed in 85, January of 85, and he didn't really know too much about the things that I was, too deeply about the things that I was involved with. And, pardon me, my mom knew. And, you know, she was supportive. She was just supportive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite comforting, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a struggle when you're young and you don't know who to turn to, and you're not certain of your resources. And, I was fortunate.
And so when you did become
That's
an
great.
Adult and you decided to pursue learning in the spiritual arts, what was your first pathway that you found yourself on? Was it tarot or shamanism or something else? Or?
Well, so like I said, it, you know, kind of like this eclectic path, you know. So adolescence, you know, I studied Eastern, you know, beliefs and, you know, reincarnation and learned some things about meditation and then in astrology and looked into numerology and then Linda Day, who was I was very close to, and she was channeling ascended masters, and in particular Saint Germain, taught me some very basic things about meditation, about grounding, about learning how, about the chakras, about learning how to open oneself up. And shortly after that instruction, I became friendly with Jade, who was actually a friend of Linda's. And I was not in an apprenticeship with him, but I did a lot of personal work. And in a lot of that personal work with him, there was also instruction and lots of conversation. You know, I had lots of questions for him, and he taught me a lot. And, you know, I struggled, not with the information, not with the teaching, but I struggled because I did not know how to walk a path of spiritual teachings and healings and also be a business person. Mm-hmm. Because I had both worlds that spoke to me. And I always, you know, in my thinking when I was younger, it was always very much black and white, you know, all or nothing type of thing. And so so I struggled a lot, and I did not complete certainly any kind of, like I said, formal apprenticeship with him, but, you know, learned a lot, continued to learn a lot, continued to practice a lot of the things that he had taught me, that Linda had taught me. And as the years went by, It became very, very interesting that the mediumship, like spirit was continuing to like talk to me, like you need to come back. You need, there's more here for you, Adrian. And so I had, this goes back, I don't know, 8 years ago, something like that. I had a series of some dreams, and I think for three nights I continued to dream, and without getting into all of the details and specifics, it was quite simply that I became very aware of the other side. I became very aware of the veil that exists, and on the third night that veil got lifted, and you know what I saw, you know, were others, you know, on the other side. And that was it. That was like, okay, now I know what I'm, you know, need to do. And then I sought out other teachers, and eventually, a couple of years later, met Debbie Hamilton and entered into more formal training for my mediumship work.
That's quite a pathway. I know. looking on your website, I know that you mentioned that Raven and Wolf are your messengers on the app. Astral plane. Can you talk a little bit more about your relationship with them and what you're able to accomplish working with them spiritually?
Yeah, sure. Happy to do that. The wolf and raven are my spirit guides, my animal spirit guides, and they are just wonderful and have been with me, I think, all of my life. And they have, you know, as it is for me with all of the spirit guides that I work with, they all bring very special gifts. And so Raven, when I call upon Raven, Raven can travel. Raven flies when I am asking for information on behalf of a client. Let's say on behalf of a client. And Raven can travel not only into the future. So I use Raven for psychic information, for intuitive information. But Raven can also travel into the darkness, into like the underworld, and can bring information to me from that realm as well. And why that is so significant is because lots of times, energetically, you know, people are either stuck or sick or you know, something negative has attached themselves. And so that information that that Raven brings to me on behalf of my clients when I ask Raven to do that is very helpful and very beneficial. And Raven is very loving with me, and lots of fun. I wear a Raven necklace, and I always laugh because people will look at it and admire it and say, "Oh, what a you know, sweet looking bird, you know, birdie." And it's like, no, not exactly. Not exactly. Raven is very strong and very powerful and travels into some very difficult situations sometimes. Wolf is very similar. Wolf travels as well. Wolf travels next to Mother Earth and can travel into the future as well, but travels primarily on the Earth plane and does so very rapidly and is very protective and has been very, very helpful also with clients, especially when we're trying to find answers that pertain to especially the here and now. Wolf's instincts and intuition are very high. So I love them both, and they both have served me very, very well, and I like to think that I serve them very well also.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Do you have a healing experience with a client involved working with Wolf or Raven that you'd feel comfortable sharing that our listeners might draw some inspiration from? Anything come to mind?
Nothing. Sad to say, nothing. I don't know if that's sad or I should say happily. nothing of recent memory. But I know that I have had success and had had success. It seems like there may have been a client or possibly even two that was experiencing, let me think here. Let me see how I can describe this. It's kind of funny because I was thinking earlier about the word disease, and a literal translation for that is being ill at ease. And so lots of times, when people come and they're not well, the shamanic perspective that I may bring to a session is about looking, deeply into those cords, those energetic cords that one has, and if they are twisted, wrapped in some negativity, and with cords that are attached either to negative spirits or even people here in the here and now, I believe that I have called upon Raven to assist with kind of that deep diving into a person's energetic field, so that I can assist with the cutting of those energetic cords, and then providing. And then Wolf sometimes would do things like provide more of here and now aspect, so that once the negative or the illness has been removed or cut, Wolf could come in with more positive, clean energy from the here and now that assist with the healing energetically. I hope that makes sense. That's a lot. I know it's a lot. But that's kind of how I would describe that.
Uh-huh. Can be kind of challenging to translate, in a sense, what we're experiencing or perceiving spiritually into everyday speak.
True.
I think we followed you along with that for sure. Oh, so
I'm sure you did. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Well, I want to announce again that we are here with our special guest, Adrian Stratton, who is an intuitive and a medium. And I think we'll go to the phones. Are you guys ready? We'll take one call, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, Michael.
Mr. Birch. Yeah.
Before we go to the phones, I just got a tap on the shoulder from our attorney, Bob.
So I just wanted to have a disclaimer here that all information from all three of us, Adrian Stratton, Lawrence Birch, and Michael Espinoza, is for entertainment purposes only. If you need proper advice, professional advice, please consult a professional. First caller, we are going to area code 646. Hello, 646. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And hi, Adrian. I'm Miranda. I am calling from New York. And
hi, Miranda.
My question. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Adrian. Yeah, my question is around work. Whatever you see, I'm actually currently volunteering, and I'm trying to implement a project, and it was basically shut down for various reasons, and so a bit disappointed, but just wondering what you see around career or anything else you pick up around me.
So thank you for calling in, and thank you for your question. So the feeling that I have regarding your career, or your project actually, it is the success. So success came up, and also that you may need to take that and present it elsewhere, present it to a different group, present it to was your family or family like friends or somebody else looking in on this project with you?
No, not currently. No, this is just me. Like I said, I'm volunteering in an organization, and I saw a need, and I proposed this project, thinking it would help everyone. And like I said, it was sort of shot down and said, no, can't do it for various reasons. So you don't see it happening here. You feel like I have to take it elsewhere. It's not gonna.
Yeah, that's what's coming across to me strongly is you know, presenting it to a different. I don't know why, you know, like family. Now, family has came up a couple of times, so I don't know if within a family.
No, actually, it would involve family somehow. Yeah. So I guess that's what you're picking up. It's along like something to do with healing, so it would involve healing of form. So that makes sense. I'm just really, really excited and wanted to implement this project, but you know, like I said, they said no, and I don't know. I was hoping that somehow things would change, but it doesn't sound like it from what you're picking up. You feel like I have to take it elsewhere, so.
You may have to take it elsewhere, but I'm getting that. I'm also getting the 16th, so it may be the 16th of December or even January. You may receive, you know, some better news. That's what I'm being told. Better news, and I also immediately got like a hit on success. So, you know, I think it's just a question of like I said, you know, presenting it elsewhere, presenting it to another group, you know, that may be more receptive.
16th, I see. Okay, so you don't think it's the 16th of this month, and it's either December or January. Okay,
that's what I got.
So, well, I'm hoping it maybe I'm still here at this organization. I don't see myself leaving anytime soon or presenting it elsewhere at this point. Maybe down the road, so maybe they'll come around. Maybe, that might be the good.
Maybe
news.
They will.
Yeah. Well, you do see it being successful. That's good. That's good that you pick up success. So eventually, if it's not here, somewhere else, it'll be good.
Yeah. Did
Miranda,
I hear you, Michael?
This is Michael.
Hi,
you
Michael.
Sure did. Hi. And I agree with Adrian with what she was getting. And I feel that I heard, don't be disheartened that this didn't work at this location that you're at, but the work that you do and that you've been doing will be honored, and it feels like you need to go somewhere else where it feels like there's the space is more open and it's more conducive to being successful. And so it's just kind of like this is a stepping stone for you, so try not to be too disheartened here. And just pick up your tool bag and go somewhere else. Start looking, and you'll find it. You will find it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Lawrence?
Hey, Miranda.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. I don't know if I have a lot of new information to add, except that I think part of what may be going on for you with this is what's the best way to put this? I think you have a really clear vision of how you want things to manifest, and the people that you're working with, they're not, really I would say they're not visionaries the way that you are. So I think part of what's happening, either consciously or not, is that they feel a little bit at a disadvantage. That's kind of a difficult thing because, they're not going to come out and say, hey, could you, temper it or back down or, not come at us with so much vibrancy and enthusiasm. But I think there's a tendency for people who aren't really at your level, and I'm not saying these aren't good people or anything by any means, but they don't have that creative visioning process that you do to be, just kind of intimidated in a way. And that, there's a lot of different ways that people express that in professional settings. I think Adrian and Michael too picked up on the fact that what maybe is the missing component is finding the right partners who are not, first of all, put off by somebody with your creative abilities, and secondly, have the resources to provide a way for you to manifest what it is you're talking about. I think that's the other component too, is the group that you're working with, they're really well-intentioned, but they don't, I think part of it is they just feel like, if they took on what you're presenting, then that would drain the, I would say not small resources, but the resources that they do have, or would put them in a direction that they feel would kind of split what their mission is, even though from your perspective, it ties in directly with what, their mission statement is about. But I do think, if you keep your idea on the back burner and keep refining it and keep being open to presenting it to the right group of people, I think there's a really good chance for it to actually manifest into something that's really going to be of service to a great number of people. And the kickback for you is going to be that you're going to find people who really want to encourage you to come up with more ideas like this, and even other ideas that will help, make a difference. So.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to do, is make a difference and help. I thank you all for your input. Yeah, hopefully it'll work out soon, and I'm eager to know what will manifest on the 16th in the upcoming months.
Well, let us know.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I can
let
much.
Us know. One more piece here, Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michael.
Sure.
Again.
Yeah.
As Lawrence was talking, I heard, this is your destiny, and hold on to that and stick with it, and you will manifest this.
Yes, I really truly believe this is my destiny, and I've been waiting a long time to do this work. And I was really surprised that they didn't want to move forward, but whatever, it'll happen one day.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate your
You're
input,
welcome.
All of you.
Thanks.
Thank
you. Bye.
Thank
you. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. We appreciate you. Bye-bye. Come back.
Good luck. Keep in touch.
Bye.
Sure.
All right. That is amazing. I like that.
Yeah. That was
doing
good.
Doing work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to kind of go back to... speaking with you, Adrian, and one of the things I find interesting is you working in the recovery sector. And yeah.
Yes.
And do you find crossover with the spirituality and the mediumship or intuition with,
so,
how you work in the recovery business?
Yes, it's just remarkable, you know, really, the crossover, if you will. So one of the features of early sobriety, and I shouldn't just say early sobriety, but one of the features of people learning how to get sober, how to maintain their sobriety, is a belief, an open-mindedness to a higher power. And so for some people, you know, and I can certainly talk about myself. I don't mind sharing personally, but you know, when I drank and when I used, I was pretty numb most of the time. I could explore spirituality, spiritual concepts, but in terms of really being able to integrate it into my life on a deep level and meaningful level, it was extremely challenging. So when people first start off in sobriety, they're asked to open their minds to at least consider that there may be a power greater than themselves, a higher power. So it kind of starts there. An awful lot of addicts, alcoholics have many, many questions, you know, about higher power, about God, about spirituality, about where they fit, about their childhood relationships with God or church or spiritual practices. And in the beginning, sometimes it really requires a lot of help and a lot of healing in that area especially the person that's trying to get sober or is in the beginning stages.
Wow. They're lucky to have you working with them.
Well, thank you so much for that. I would like to think that, you know, over a course of a career that, you know, that I've helped people, at least encouraged a lot of people to keep an open mind. And many people, when they do find recovery, when they do find a sober lifestyle, and they open up, it's just amazing how many people really want to begin exploring their intuition, begin exploring healing. It's beautiful. It's a very beautiful thing. Now, thank you for asking me about that, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm sorry?
Do you assist with that process, with them helping with their spirituality, that what you were just describing, the intuition?
On occasion I do. My private practice, if you will, when I'm especially doing or called upon to do some energy clearing or balancing, and it's either a new person in sobriety or somebody that is struggling, you know, to maintain their sobriety, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will explore that and assist in any way that I can.
Wow.
And
I like
also
that.
With that, Michael, with one other point I just wanted to bring up, and it's kind of controversial these days, and that is the use of psychedelics in treating you know, emotional, psychological, and even substance abuse issues. And people, I'm not closed-minded to it, provided that the people that are assisting with that are trained and they know what they're doing. But I do want to say that for a long, long time, I thought I had to use psychedelic drugs in order to obtain an altered state of consciousness, a greater sense of, consciousness, awareness, spiritual awareness. And what I want to say very clearly to anyone that has feelings about it is that you don't have to do that. You know, you can learn how to tap in naturally, maintain it naturally, and I think, at least for myself, it's been far greater than any drug that I ever used, in order to try to attain that. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, because I've been seeing a lot of talk now about using psychedelics to help people.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, that's cool. You can do it without substances, right?
Right.
What is it? What's the phrase, drop in and tune out, something like that?
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Something like that.
For clarifying that.
Oh, gosh.
You guys ready for another call? Another caller?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Area code 850. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so glad y'all took my
call.
How
can we help you?
I'm excited you took my call. Me and my husband are thinking about moving and, kind of nervous, kind of scared, kind of excited, all different types of emotions. But we're going to look at the property tomorrow. So I was just wondering, just curiosity, what do you think about it and any spiritual messages that y'all might have?
You're in Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you said? Uh-huh.
Yes,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
What I got immediately was the move is a good idea. It's a good idea. Now you're gonna stay in the state of Florida, right?
Yeah.
But the sense that I got is that some of the properties that you're looking at are, they're not nearby. I had kind of like this sense that you have to like kind of really drive to get to them. So they're not, it's not, I don't know how to describe this. It's not close to where you live currently. It's kind of like, I don't want to say it's on the other side of the state, but you have to drive a little bit to get there. Would that be right?
Yeah, it's a 45-minute drive.
There we go. Yeah. I it's kind of interesting. What they're telling me is that it can't happen fast enough. So have you been thinking about this? I mean, one of you is, I think it's you, very eager to get going. Would that be right?
Yeah. As soon as he told me about it, me and my daughter took off. And he's like, well, you can just wait. We'll save on gas. I'm like, so me and my daughter was bored, and we drove out there. So I already got pictures. So now me and him's going to go look at it tomorrow.
Good. I got like I could see kind of like some trees. And it, uh-huh. I don't know. Now I don't know Florida very well. I've been in Florida a couple different times, in different locations. I can't recall any part of Florida that I've ever been in that looks like it's almost like it's something like out of the mountains or something. But I almost get like. It's almost like kind of like a cottage. It's not small. I don't see it as a small house, but I almost, well, maybe it's just that it feels like home. There's something very homey about it and some trees and greenery around it. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it sure does, because I live on a boat.
Yeah.
And you're good. The place that we're looking at, it's very rural, and the marina is surrounded by trees, and it's
wow. There's
a lake, and the only way to get to the lake is by water. There's no roads that go to it, but we're only about 10 minutes from the coast, but this is
wow. Like
out in the forest, you know what I mean?
Wow. You see, this is the thing. You know, about this work. It's like I can't make this stuff up. You know, it's like I see it. I'm talking to you. You're telling me, about the whole picture that I saw, and I get chills. It's just, it's just, I love it.
Did you ever see water when you was looking at it?
I don't know that I saw water, but I really had a sense of almost like I said mountains, but in a mountainous kind of setting, it's almost like forest, because the trees and the greenery,
it's
thick.
The whole thing is surrounded by trees. It's like in a little cubby hole out in the middle of the wilderness, but yet it's 10 miles from town,
God, love it. Sign me up. Sign me up. Oh, yeah. Can't happen fast enough.
So you got good vibes on it, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
I'm nervous, too. Are we making the right decision and all that? And, so it's like excitement and scared at the same time, or nervous,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you want to call it,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we can't go anywhere until we get our boat fixed, and we're waiting for them to fix our boat. And we've been
mm-hmm.
waiting a year. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully they'll get our boat fixed pretty quick, because we have to put a deposit down if we want it. So do
yeah.
you see everything going through?
I do. I feel like this is like it's almost like the universe. It's almost like you're like pushing you. So get over there. It's like I have a very strong feeling about it. This is a very positive move for you, and and the word that I used was home. So I feel like
that.
This is oh good, yeah. That's the feeling that I had. It's like this will be good. It will be good for your heart. Be good for the family, and also help with. So the other thing that I get is that, without going into any details, and you don't need to go into any details, but if over the last 6 months, if the family, your family unit, if it's been hard, if the family unit has been stressful, that's the word that I'm getting, stressful. This is going to be a very good opportunity to bring healing and happiness back to you all. Does that make sense?
Oh, but yes, because it has been stressful.
Yeah.
So I like the serenity, you know, but yet I'm close to town too.
Right. I'd have to do the same thing.
Thanks for calling, Michelle.
Well, thank you guys so much. I sure do appreciate it. I enjoy talking to you.
Yeah. Well, call us back and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. How soon did you see that happening?
Very soon. Very soon. I'd say that you know, you're going to be able to get in there, leave a deposit, and the thing, and you know, your move is going to be in motion, I get, within the next 30 days. I'm not talking about moving. I don't see the move happening that quickly, but I see the process, you know, of you know, all of the things that you need to do, at least being very much underway within the next 30 days.
That's so awesome.
Well, you brighten up my mind. Michelle, let us know how it goes. Call us back.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Bye.
Ready for the next caller?
Yeah.
Ready.
Ready.
All set.
Okay. Area code 856. Hello, 856. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose Maria.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Really good. Glad that you called.
Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering.
Do you have a question?
Yep, I have a quick question. Been meeting different guys and not to my liking, or a lot of, how you say, BS in a nice way. So I was wondering if the right one's coming in, or the one I just met, or somebody else is coming in that I'm thinking of soon, long-term committed relationship.
I get somewhere around Christmas time, maybe somebody that will be very special, somebody that will bring you some, almost like I get kind of like unexpected, this is like an unexpected person that you meet, I see you quite happy and, you know, feeling very good about, you know, dating this person and excitement and, you know, I see you enjoying the holidays together, and having conversation about, you know, what the future might mean. So that's all that I can get. But I see that like around Christmas time.
Okay. So he's coming here. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Coming to get me then.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, good
Thank
luck,
you.
Rose Maria. All right. Bye-bye. All right. L'amour. We're all looking for l'amour. All right. So let's go to the next caller. Area code 630. Hello, 630. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi,
Hi, it's Dion. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Dion from Wisconsin.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I don't know if you want to do this, but I know that, like, you're a psychic to the stars and everything, and you were talking about, like, substance abuse earlier. And I was just wondering if you picked up anything on Aaron Carter's death. He was way younger than me, and, like, even younger than my youngest sister. So, like, I was a Backstreet Boys fan, so, like, I remember the brother, and I knew a little bit about him, you know, in the news and stuff like that. I just feel so bad, like, hearing about what happened to him, and I don't know. I just felt bad all week, like, because he was so young, and I just feel like he really, really, really struggled, and I don't think, like, if your family's going to help you, then they help you. You know what I mean? I just felt he was, like, so abandoned and alone. So I don't know. I just wanted to see if you, I know he was depressed, but I mean, I don't think he was, like, murdered or anything like that. I just was wondering about his death, that's all.
Yeah. It's always hard, you know, hard when you care about someone or admire someone. I have not spent much time thinking about or even knowing much about his case, but with a little bit of time that I have looked into it and felt like, there were probably lots of issues, and so that is typically what it is, you know, with substance abuse. Substance abuse, lots of times, people engage in it because it seems to, how can I put this, it seems to help initially, you know, it numbs you out, and so it seems like it kind of helps in the beginning to manage emotions that you don't know anything about or don't know how to handle. And then as the drinking and or using progresses, sometimes the other issues, the mental health issues, become worse. And so now you've really got, you know, people find that they're really dealing with several issues. And I think that for him, that's kind of the impression that I had, that there was a lot going on with him.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't feel like he killed himself, but I feel like with all the stress that he had going on, like, I just feel like it wasn't just one thing. I feel like it was a lot of things, and that people who overdose, and I don't know that he overdosed. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I'm just saying that, like, it was a lot of things that led up to that point, you know? I don't know. I just feel so bad, you know?
I get you. I do, you know? And
where does the substance abuse and the mental illness, where's the lines there? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they just kind of want to blur the lines, and I just don't think that was right. Because he was dealing with his addictions. You know what I mean? So I think on a spiritual level, in a weird way, I mean, he's at peace now, which he couldn't have while he was here on Earth. But it was a hard one for me to wrap my head around. That's why I was wondering what you guys were thinking.
This is Michael. I want to jump in here. One of the things I always think about when I hear people transitioning is, you know, that the soul, and this is my understanding of what happens to the soul and the body while we're here, is, you know, there's really no accidents when they get to the other side. And also doing the mediumship work, I haven't spoken to anybody on the other side that has communicated to me that this was a mistake. And also what I know about the soul, it's we sign a contract and we know what's going to happen in this lifetime. And so I think, you know, this is what his soul contracted to. And, you know, it's it was to help him learn, to grow. And I think sometimes we can also fall short of that, of achieving, you know, exactly what we were supposed to achieve and learn. And, you know, and I don't mean to sound callous by, you know, stating all this, but, you know, that's what the soul has to do to learn. And, yeah, it's sad. It's sad that some people struggle, but, you know, it's on their path. It's what they have to learn. And, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad. But thanks, Dion. That's so nice of you to bring that up. And, you know, we'll just wish him well and send him good thoughts. Yeah. And hopefully on the other side, you'll have some clarity and understanding and feel a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dion.
I just want
to have...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to chime in. You know, this is probably a good time to mention that we now have a national suicide and crisis lifeline that's available 24 hours, and it's just 988. So definitely, you know, if you or anybody you know is experiencing a crisis, please encourage them to take advantage of this new number. They can get some attention and hopefully the help they need. So, 988.
That's wonderful.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Yep. 980.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great week, Dion. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hear from you.
All right. So, you guys ready for another caller?
Ready.
Sure.
All right. Here we go. So area caller 917. Hello, 917. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Karen in New York.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
You hear me good. Thank you. Thank you. How's everybody? Happy 11/11 portal.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of intense energies. I wonder what you pick up, what's ahead for me, and is there anything about where I'm living? Energies.
Can
you
be a little more specific, Karen?
Yeah, well, there's so many things wrong with this apartment. of course, I would love to have them say, okay. Rather than fix this, because we'd rather have them renovated, and then we'll give you a different apartment, but and that's probably in my dreams. They're also, it's a co-op building. They would love to have me out so they could sell it. And the apartment next to me recently became available. It's only a studio, but there's a couple on my floor who have much bigger apartment who bought the apartment next door and have it renovated. I'm like, what are they up to? I know they would ultimately love to get their hands on mine. I don't know how they could get me out. And then they could, you know, break walls and have a really big apartment. So I don't know if I'm being paranoid here or is there anything in the future that, you know, says I will be, all this will somehow come together and I will be able to move. Because I also have been told by other people in the past that I was going to be moving, and I'm like, I don't see how. I would love to, but I don't have the funds, you know, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was inspired by the woman who called and said she was looking to move, so I said, maybe I should ask sort of about that.
Good.
Yeah. I am not getting mm-hmm. much about moving, actually. It seems as if there are perhaps other things that you might be able to do to take care of yourself and your space to be more comfortable and to have a greater sense of permanency. I don't know where that word came from, but that's what I was getting. So I don't know, you know, what the living situation is. It like a rental, or are you buying it?
Yes.
You're buying it?
It's a rental.
Rental. Okay.
In a co-op apartment building, so most of the people have bought. And they would like it to be everybody owns. Yeah.
Right. So you know, it's just kind of interesting. The energy that I'm picking up is kind of like it's like static. It almost feels like there's Not that there's anything wrong with it, not that it can't be improved. It could be. You may have to do some energy clearing and some have you used crystals for what's the word that I want to use? Well, crystals for balancing. Anyhow, for when you do a, oh my goodness, I can't even get it out. But if you're using some crystals to provide for a grid, there it is, gridding your space, I would do that because it feels like there's a lot of, this is just what I'm getting, a lot of like static kind of energy like around you in that unit. So you may end up having to spend a lot of time and energy. It's kind of going to come down to, do you really like it? If you really like it and love it, then there are things that you can do, you have to do, to improve the quality of the energy that's inside to keep yourself safe and protected. Not that the energy around you is hurtful or harmful, but it's just static. It's just distracting. It's maybe draining is what I'm getting. So it's going to come down to how much do you really like it. If you really like it and love it, take the steps. I'm planting some flowers. Do you have a little patio or a windowsill type of thing? Okay, so that's what I'm getting. It's like you have to really do some things to change the balance of the energy in there. And if you don't really like it all that much, then I would, by springtime, certainly start looking. That's what I got. Does that make any sense to you?
Somewhat. Are you getting anything about where the static energy has come from? What caused it?
I'm getting. There's a neighbor. I think it's the one from that has just become. Is there a unit there that's just become vacant?
Yes.
And so
the apartment
I don't know.
Next to
yeah.
Me.
Okay.
And they bought it.
And so, I don't know if there was someone that was very ill or troubled that was living there, but there's, I kind of get that there's almost like just some residual energy that's still kind of like, I don't know, attached to that unit. So, and it's not that it's really negative or hurtful. You're not in any danger, but it's
right.
Just draining. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I get.
Okay. So it's not from the people that lived in my apartment, because this has a history too.
The original owner
hung herself in the closet, and I had told my grandmother not to take this apartment at the time, but she didn't listen and did it anyway. So I always wondered if it was always cursed from that. Anyway, I ended up taking care of my grandmother for a number of years, and she passed. And then my boyfriend, partner, had moved in with me and lived with me for a number of years, and he passed 3 years ago. Not in the apartment, none of them. They were in the hospitals, but they had been sick here. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be any of the residual energy from these people that lived here, or is it only from the apartment, like, next door, you think?
No, it's both. It's both a bit. Now, like I said, I don't feel that you're not in any kind of danger. You know, there's nothing
right.
like that. But the energy just needs to be cleared out, and and moved around a bit. And I would, you know, make sure that you get some nice crystals in there and grid the place and. If you have someone that can help you, you know, come in and even do a clearing or a cleansing for you in the unit, you know, then I would do that too.
Can I jump in here? I agree with you, Adrian. I think that important to because it feels like the energy is dense. It like, and I agree with you, I don't think it's anything negative. And it could be from all the people in the building as well. I think to do a clearing would be good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
burn agent Palo
Alto,
but I think you're meaning something. I'm sorry. I've done, you know, burnt sage and Palo Santo. But I think you need something stronger than that. Am I correct?
I would just continue with that for a while. You need to do it regularly. You know, when we cleanse a space, it's not always one and done. You know, okay, I did it yesterday and it should be clear. You know, it's just like cleaning your home. You don't clean once and that's it. You got to clean regularly.
Yeah.
And so it's the same with clearing a space. Energetically. So I would encourage you to continue to clear your space and Adrian said, set up a crystal grid and, you know, proclaim that you're going to stay here and you're not going to move on.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank
I have crystals,
here.
But how do you do?
Really appreciate your call. All right. Yeah, so we're going to move on, and our next guest is area code 310. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Area code 310. Hello, 310. What's your name?
Hello.
And where are you calling from?
My name is Mindy, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening. I didn't think I was going to be able to get on, so thank you for taking my call.
How can we help you?
Thank you. I looked on Blog Talk, and it talked about a medium, and I lost my dad back in May, and I'm very open to the process. I'd love to hear a message from my dad. If that's possible, if not, not a problem either.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Mindy, was he in Los Angeles as well, but lived lived out of state?
Yes, he lived out of state. That's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's so nice.
Mm.
You know, it's sort of like just dialing. But that's okay. I'm just very happy to be listening and participating. So whatever happens and whatever I hear is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he confirmed he's out of state is good enough for me.
Yeah. I'm not getting like a whole lot, but just that he wants you to know that he looks in on you. He's looking in on you, and
Thank you. And
you took good care of him. He wants
Thank you
to know that. Yeah, he wants you to know that you took good care of him. Do you have some siblings as well?
Yes, I do. Excellent. Yes.
Okay. And was a brother?
I've got two brothers. One brother really looked after him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I was getting was the one brother was. Yeah, the one. He's really acknowledging you and the brother. And now, so it's kind of interesting. Was this a younger brother?
Yes, I have a younger brother and an older brother, and I actually have a twin sister.
Okay.
As well,
the younger. Was it the younger brother that was looking in on him so much?
Yes, he was very good to my dad.
Okay, yeah. And the older brother, your father, father certainly loves as well. But for right now, certainly what he just wants you to know is that he continues to love all of you, and he thanks you for the good care that you gave him.
He's such a doll. Thank you. That's wonderful. What a great message.
Mindy, this is Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Was your father a bigger man? He feels
a
like
a bigger man.
I get. Well, like tall, was he? He feels big.
He has.
Like, I'm 5'8".
Big.
So anybody over 5'8" is bigger than me.
Oh yeah, my dad was a taller man, but he had very big energy. He was a great man, Dad. He has big energy.
So
he actually was
tall?
A rabbi. Yeah, he was over 6 feet. But he was a rabbi
and
over 70 years. And he impacted
was he
many
bald
generations.
Or balding?
He always
was
had
he bald
good hair.
Or balding?
He had good hair.
The image that I'm
guess.
Getting right now, do you remember the image of Mr. Clean? I keep seeing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got
Mr.
that
clean.
Too, Michael.
Right? I keep seeing Mr. Clean. Was he clean then, or did he wear white, or what is that association? Do you know?
You know, he was just a wonderful spiritual person that impacted many lives, many generations.
Well, hold on to that image because that's interesting that we both got that, Adrian. But
yeah.
And I get the sense of a deep love for you and a connection to you, and that he senses
Thank
love
you.
And he wants you to know he's around you. Okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you for that.
All right, Mindy. Be well.
Okay. Thank
Our condolences
you so very much.
To you.
Bye. Thank
you're
you.
Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Wow. That
yeah.
Great. Good reading, Adrienne.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they were wonderful callers, and I just love you know the things that you and Lawrence added. You know, I thought we did very well together.
We certainly did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did good tonight, Lawrence.
What she really wanted to say was I did better than you, but she's much too polite.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, thank you.
She knows you well enough. She knows how bad your tantrums can get, so she wants to avoid conflict. She's a smart lady.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She knows all.
Back to the star.
Stratton is all-knowing. Yes.
That's right.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Why she's psychic.
Yeah.
She's in love with the dead people. Right? She
oh,
knows all.
Oh, God.
Well,
How
I want to
fun.
Thank you, Adrienne.
Yeah, this was great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, spending your Friday evening with us. I know you have other plans to go out and party and have fun, but I'm glad you stayed with us. How can people get a hold of you if they want to schedule a session with you?
Sure. Well, so my website is ravenmessages.com. And my telephone number is area code 714-376-7289.
Okay. And Mr. Lawrence Birch, how can people get a hold of you, sir?
I'm so glad you asked. People can call or text 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net, and you can check me out on givingtreefarm.com, my website. What about you, the man with a caftan? How can people get in your plans?
You can get a hold of me by going to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can schedule a session there or send me an email. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Blog Talk Radio and spending another Friday evening with us. We appreciate all of you and your time. And be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and also on podcast platform. Mr. Lawrence, would you take us out, please?
Yeah, well, we had a lovely time tonight with our very special guest, Ms. Adrienne Stratton. So I want to thank her again for blessing us with her presence and giving our callers a chance to experience some of her goodness and good advice. And, of course, thank you to our lovely listeners for being a part of our show. And we hope to see you here every week, Friday, same bat time, same bat channel. And, of course, Mr. Michael Espinoza, my lovely co-host and compadre, another great show. Thank you very much. And last but not least, the spirits, thanks for making it happen. Without them, none of us would be here. So we're in eternal gratitude
indeed.
For their protection, love, and assistance. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
yes,
everybody.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And have a great weekend. And we'll see you back here next week at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Au revoir.